Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable life-changing audio programs.
The Great Persuasion, Reinventing Free Markets Since the Depression, by Angus Burgeon. Narrated by Derek Shetterly. Introduction: The End of Laissez-Faire. In the late fall of 1924, John Maynard Keynes strode into the examination schools in Oxford and announced that the political economy of the civilized world was approaching, as his lecture boldly proclaimed, the end of laissez-faire. Although he was only 41 years old, Keynes had already accumulated a range of experiences that uniquely traversed the cloistered world of Oxbridge economists and practical affairs. After a childhood passed in a household at the center of Cambridge academic life, he had been elected to a prize fellowship at King's College at the age of 25, and had been appointed editor of the Economic Journal less than 3 years later. His career as a civil servant had taken him from a junior clerkship at the India Office to a position as the chief representative for the Treasury at the Peace Conference in Versailles. Now he was turning his attention to the development of a coherent theory of political economy to supplant the fading doctrines of the preceding century. "We do not dance even yet to a new tune," he told the attendees, "but change is in the air." The very idea of laissez-faire, Keynes believed, was a perversion of the views expressed by its purported advocates. The phrase laissez-faire is not to be found in the works of Adam Smith, of Ricardo, or of Malthus, he reminded his audience. Even the idea is not present in a dogmatic form in any of these authors. Rather, it represented what the popularizers and vulgarizers said. Those who sought to relay economic ideas to the untutored masses deliberately reduced them to abstract tenets that appealed to those with a limited capacity to understand. Having absorbed those shrunken lessons, the public had come to regard the simplified hypothesis as health and the further complications as disease. The result was a growing gulf between popular assumption and academic opinion. Despite the lingering popularity of the idea of laissez-faire and the widely shared assumption that it was the prevailing view of most economists, for more than 50 years the world's leading practitioners of the profession had applied it only as, in the words of John Eliot Cairns, a handy rule of practice with no scientific basis whatever. Keynes provided a sweeping list of the complications to the application of laissez-faire that most economists accept.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?